we're going to keep moving right along. We actually have one of our guests that shows up and was ready.
I was going to say,
she, from across the way.
She was the first one that showed up on time.
Yeah, we didn't have to go run her down.
Didn't have to go find
her. She was ready to go.
Yeah, Miss Elizabeth Cooper. She is with the PA Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Yes.
I'm not going to say what she does. She's going to tell us what it is that she does. And of course, we're going to continue asking the questions that we've been asking. The weather is starting to change a little bit. I think you may be able to see that on camera here with the clouds.
A little windy still,
going away, and the sun's coming out. The ambiance out here is great because we have some music being played in the background, and you might be able to hear that a little bit. And there are definitely plenty of people walking around. I am actually looking forward to not really like being like, oh, I'm ready for this to be over, but I'm looking forward to being able to walk around here and checking out some of the local markets or the local vendors out here to see what they have to offer. There is something over here to my direct right.
I told you that's where the cookies and the cakes are.
It says the Robin's Nest. I see a stack of
wife eating like four muffins,
cookies,
and she didn't share one.
I asked her about the muffins.
She didn't share one either.
And I wasn't going to ask her because she was definitely.
You see how she was eating it? It must have been good.
It was good. But okay. There's a Robin's Nest over here that I'm going to check out. I try to stay away from the sugars, but today might not be one of those days. All right. Again, I digress. Right, we're going to jump right into this. Miss Elizabeth Cooper of the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Yes.
Tell us, Miss Cooper, what is it that you do?
Okay, so Pennsylvania is unique as it has created a team called PA Vet Connect. So okay. PA Vet Connect is split into regions throughout Pennsylvania. And within those regions, they have regional program outreach coordinators and veteran service specialists. I am a veteran service specialist. I have a colleague named Jennifer Hageman. She is also a VSS.
Okay.
And our boss's name is Samantha Kosman, and she is the RPOC for short.
Okay.
So what we do is we go out into our communities, we go out into our regions, counties, and we stand up veterans coalitions. We find our veterans, we come to community outreach events such as this, and we just talk with veterans one-on-one. Hey, are you using your services and your benefits? Do you know about your benefits? Do you know that there's three different veterans affairs? There's federal, there's state, there's county. I am a veteran. I didn't know that, so
thank you for your service.
Absolutely, thank you. So just connecting veterans to their benefits and services that are entitled to them is our main goal, and that's what we do. Also, when we stand up these coalitions, we invite community members. So Healthy Adams County being one of them, if someone in Healthy Adams County would happen to come across a veteran who is not using their services or not educated on their benefits, they would know who to contact in order to get them that education.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Anthony.
No, I was going to say, would you say that our military veterans are they undervalued?
I wouldn't say that they're undervalued. I would say that they are undereducated because they are not, we're not educated when we are getting out of the military as to what our benefits are. We have a quick resume class and we're told, you know, if you're injured or you're hurt, just suck it up, drive on. You just want to go home. Don't worry about it.
That's my next question, because we see a lot on TV. We see a lot of these coalitions and stuff like that to help, geared towards helping veterans receive their benefits, geared towards helping veterans to gain awareness on veterans and things of that nature. So the question I have for you is, why isn't it something set up already for veterans who are coming out of the military, who are still active, that have like a mental health stim, whereas though they're doing mental health backgrounds, they're providing the proper health care and things like that when a veteran is still active or not in the military anymore? What are we missing there?
I guess the communication barrier between active duty military and releasing them. I can't really speak specifically on that, but we do need to do a better job at equipping our veterans,
yes, ma'am,
with the tools and the resources when they leave the military. My previous position was with the Department of Labor and Industry, and I worked in the Pennsylvania Career Link as a Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Specialist. So I was not aware that there was a person in the Career Link that could help me, like case manage me, connect me to community resources, resume work, job searches, things like that. I got out and I got a temporary job, a temp job, because I had a son and we needed benefits.
Hold on, I don't mean to cut you off. So you got out of the military.
Got out of the military.
And got a temporary job.
Got a temp job just to have money for my child and I. So after that, I was able to get a job in a factory.
Right.
That was a full-time job and it was a good job. But I also, then after that, I got a state job as a corrections officer.
Okay.
So there was even things there that I didn't know. The state corrections, the Department of Corrections offers apprenticeships for military veterans.
Okay.
They can use, they can get paid their GI Bill for a year and have that apprenticeship program within the Department of Corrections. These are just things that I didn't know, and nobody told us. So
that's
just uneducated about it.
It upsets me a bit because just hearing what you said, like you were active in the service, where you're basically in there protecting our country, okay, making sure that we can have events like this, and then when you're released, you don't have the proper tools being released to be released and get the benefits that you deserve. This is something that you should have. And you're not getting the proper resources to where, so you got to get out and get a temp job just to support yourself after literally fighting to keep our country going together. We have to do more.
Hold on one second, Tony. I think somebody was looking for you right there.
We have to do more.
Do you want to flag them down or are you okay?
Yeah, let's flag them down.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Elizabeth is coming back.
Yeah, she is coming. And I wanted to give you guys, I wanted you guys to kind of see what she was doing, but we also have to respect people that want to be on and off of camera. So that's why she stepped off to do what she did. But she's back now, and we're ready to get going.
That was awesome. I'm glad. Indeed. I'm glad I've seen her looking and searching all around.
But as you can see, she is active.
Yes.
And, even in the midst of what she was doing, she took time to step away. To deal with an individual whose husband was active and is looking for his benefits. So that goes to show you that she is really dedicated to what she's doing. But let's get more
into it. No. I want to ask her.
Okay, go ahead.
So how did that go?
Yeah, I'm about to say,
it was great.
Go ahead.
How was that?
So unfortunately, there is not a lot of education about the things that are going on. So in each one of our counties in Pennsylvania, there are accredited veteran service officers.
And what is that?
And so these service officers are well educated, well versed in the process that it takes to file compensation and benefits claims for our veterans.
Gotcha.
And unfortunately, in that case, her husband went online, and you can try to navigate that system by yourself. It is not recommended. Not that, it's just we're not well educated on how the VA takes these percentages and connects us.
Gotcha.
So all these accredited veteran service officers are free. Their services are free.
Okay.
Veterans are finding themselves going to law firms and saying, and they're like, okay, we'll help you file for these. But they are also charging them a percentage. So when the veteran is awarded money, for if they do get, they would take a percentage.
Wow.
Our VSOs that are in the county offices do not do that. A veteran should never be charged a percentage for their rightfully owned or rightfully deserved compensation and benefits.
So so as I was mentioning earlier, as Elizabeth was helping that individual, that there are a lot of people that do not know how to get the services that they need. I was sharing with our listeners and viewers, just with me doing insurance. My uncle is a veteran, and I helped him with his insurance because he wasn't getting the services that he needed, and he's wheelchair bound. So it is great to see someone that advocates for our veterans and are, you know, that's out there. And that's actually, that was actually one of the questions here. Like, what are some of the things that you have seen that our veterans struggle with? Like, what are some of the things that they struggle with?
They struggle with that. They struggle with not knowing where they can turn to help, turn for help. And like I said before, Pennsylvania is unique in creating this PA Vet Connect team. This team started in 2019. It is statewide, just in different regions, like I said. And that's our job, to go out here and meet the veterans where they are at. We're seeing, of course, the veteran suicide rate is always combating that as a priority for us as well. And with presenting these groups and these resources to veterans, then they can break that barrier of isolation by having community and camaraderie and just being around other veterans, or even, you know, community members, having them come out.
So when people think of veterans, and I know I did when I was younger, and now that I'm older, I know veterans, the spectrum of age is wide. Do you find that there's a disparaging difference in, like, those that need the services, those that don't understand where to find the services? Is that an age thing, or is that for all veterans?
There is a big disparity just in veterans alone. So a lot of veterans say that they say, I don't need my benefits. They should give them to somebody else who needs them. So my question is, if they were married, do you love your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you aren't receiving your benefits because you don't need them, well, if you could get service connected, maybe your spouse would be eligible for benefits as well. In-home care. We have state veterans homes in Pennsylvania that are free for our veterans that can go there. Top-notch service. They have activities, everything for veterans there is wonderful. So, also, when did the federal government just give us free money? Like, nobody's going to.
Right.
They're not going to give your benefits. What they're going to do is they're going to take them away because they're not seeing a need for that service.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to give the benefits to nobody else either.
They're not going to give the benefits to anybody else. So they should be using them. It's more. You see it more in the older generations of veterans, like give it to somebody else. But they're not going to give it to anybody else.
So there's no, like, age. So, like, the age really is not a thing. But how does, like, someone that's a little older, an older veteran, my aunt and uncle are walking by, giving me a wave. How do those individuals find out about services? My uncle is a veteran, and he still works. He still works right now. What are ways that they'll be able to find the services that they need? I think that's something that's important to know and understand, on how they find them. How they navigate that.
There is a county veterans affairs in every single county in Pennsylvania. If you just go to the county's website, there is a county veterans affairs, and we try to be connected and work professionally with every single county veterans affairs in the state.
Sure. Or you can scan the QR code right there. Okay, all right.
I do.
Someone's making a donation.
I love it.
All right.
I do see disparity amongst women veterans and minority veterans.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, amongst women veterans, it's hard to tell who they are, mm-hmm. you know, because male veterans, they're wearing the hat, they're wearing the t-shirt.
Right.
You know they're a veteran, right?
You don't see many women wearing the hats with the what's the names on them, and it's like, I didn't know you were a veteran until you spoke on it.
They don't make the clothing for the women like they do the men. Like, I don't think many women are going to wear the cargo or not the trucker hats.
I don't know, man. I'm, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like women are more geared towards just a style, so to speak, not trying to prove to people, hey, look at me. Whereas though men are more geared towards, hey, look, I served.
Thank you.
I'm a veteran now. Pay attention. So, am I correct?
We just got a donation. Yeah. Just got a donation.
You are correct.
Okay.
Appreciate
it. It's kind of like there's an invisible campaign because women veterans just really aren't seen. Or if they do wear that hat, or if we do park in that parking spot at Lowe's for veterans, we're called out usually, like, why are you parking in there? You didn't serve. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Because they don't think women can serve, but that's so false.
And there's a stigma on that as well about women serving. Even within, what women go through within military, Just by stuff that I've seen, stuff that I've watched and read, it's horrific what women go through in the military. So as a woman who was in the military, could you speak on that briefly?
So briefly, I do want to say a statistic that 1 in 3 women veterans are subjected to sexual assault, military sexual trauma. And that number doesn't get any lower if you're a civilian woman either. But in military sexual trauma, that stuff happens to men, but it's just a larger population.
Yes,
like,
indeed.
It's just a larger problem.
Yes,
we are now starting to recognize Women Veterans Day. We are having an event. Team Jennifer Cahill Charities is having an event here at the World War II Museum in Gettysburg on June 8th. It's the second annual Women Veterans Day celebration for them. I'm sorry, I got off track.
No, you're fine. You are fine. With Veteran Day. Anytime we're talking about veterans and women veterans, just by knowing the statistics that go on with women within the military, I just wanted to speak on that as you being a woman who served. And now that you're back and you're able to come out and help provide resources and knowledge to what it is to serve and to veterans and to give insight to veterans that didn't even know that they could get these benefits. That is major and that is needed. Because a lot of veterans are missing that, and I feel, and just in my personal opinion, I feel like our veterans are not getting the support that they should get. Everything that they go through, you have veterans that go over there and deal with trauma, mental trauma, PTSD, they come back handicapped, they may have lost a limb, they're away from their families for an obscene amount of time. The family is dealing with issues because the main source is not there. So these are issues that hope around mental health. And I think that we need to bring awareness to this, not just for the mental health part of it, but also for the benefits that these veterans are missing out on and that they deserve in my eyes. We shouldn't have to have things on television where we're trying to raise money for veterans when our veterans are the ones that's fighting to make sure that we can have those commercials. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. I don't want to touch too much on it. I don't want to get too political. But, yeah, we definitely need to support our veterans more, and I'm thankful that we have people like you that are in this field helping support our veterans and bringing awareness and knowledge to what the benefits that they have and how they can retrieve these benefits.
So I have a question for you. What are the numbers or statistics regarding veterans that are dealing with mental health issues? Are there numbers for that? Or is there the trauma from coming back from being overseas and being deployed? What are the numbers of those individuals that struggle with mental health?
I can't give you exact statistics on that, but I can say that PTSD doesn't have to just come from combat either. It could come from the military sexual trauma. It could come from anything, but just not combat related. So there's a lot going on there. I do want to say that Vietnam veterans were not welcomed when they came home from war, and that when I came home from Iraq, they were the ones welcoming me. So that is just a very heartwarming thing, and just a piece to see them giving back, because they did not want anyone to feel like that when they came home. Homelessness is a big thing.
Yes.
It's a big thing. Yes. I don't know if you're aware, there is a tiny home community being developed in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for homeless veterans, and also Tunnels to Towers is in process of building permanent housing for veterans in Harrisburg, PA. They're actually beside each other. So VOPA is kind of a transitional thing. They would do programming and have resources there and training, and it's not a Band-Aid fix, right? Like, you can put a homeless veteran in an apartment and pay for their rent for 6 months or whatever, but that doesn't fix what's going on in their head. So they're equipping them with the skills that they need to actually maintain housing.
So before we let you go, how does someone find or reach out to utilize your services and getting the help that they need from you?
Well, from me specifically, it would be easy. Just go on pavetconnect.com or dmva.gov. I think PA.gov, yes, and search for DMVA. And so I do want to add 716,000 veterans in Pennsylvania. We're the fourth the fourth largest population of veterans in the nation, and there's only, I think, about 52,000 registered. So if you're a veteran and you're listening to this, go on and register at the Veterans Registry for PA Vet Connect.
So 716,000 veterans in the state of Pennsylvania.
State of Pennsylvania.
Fourth largest population. And say that last number again that are registered.
52,000.
52,000 are registered. So
there's so many.
There are there's almost 560,000, 600,000 that are going without the services and benefits that they are entitled to for the services that they have provided for our country.
That's a staggering number.
That is a huge staggering number. Yeah.
Number.
So
I
say that if you know a veteran and you are listening or you are a veteran, utilize those services. Share the information with others, because it's important that you get the help that you need and you are entitled to specific things that you should utilize. Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing that
thank
information
you so much.
With us.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service as well.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yep.